I think it was either the third or fourth that you read to us or gave us an example. When you said to kind of go into your body to feel that underlying emotion from that actual thought that's coming, what if when you get to that emotion or bodily feeling that it's so uncomfortable and you're like, really like, oh wow, I really don't want to feel in that way.
Yep.
How do you deal with it in that manner? Because I like that. I like that, you know, way of dealing with it, but I kind of see a little bit of a scary part to it.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, no, it's you go to, can go to some scary places, and that's where, say, outside of, like, these are very direct ways of dealing with thoughts and in meditation, and but there's other ways, there's so many ways of dealing with it. So that one of them is just the, as I talked about when for the group that was here before the meal, of taking the refuges and precepts, just the benefit and the power of that recollection of refuges and precepts, recollection of say Buddha as a object of devotion and confidence, faith. Same with the Dhamma, but that can get discursive. But Sangha as well, in terms of recollection of those who have tread the path before, who've practiced well, who are good examples, so that then it gives giving confidence. So the directing attention to objects of mind which give confidence. So there's that element of devotion or faith is an important thing, or just the importance of virtue and the recollecting the good things that one has done. And rather than getting obsessed with thoughts of that are getting pulled into some kind of either desire or aversion, and so those are just examples of ways of directing attention other than, you know, say these particular methods. I mean, there's lots to choose from.
Just to add a little bit to that, I find that using the technique that Wimpaw was just mentioning of bringing up something that's really settling or peaceful or reassuring as a refuge, in conjunction with kind of going into the body and touching, you know, getting, if not touching, but getting close to the spot where it feels really uncomfortable, where you don't want to go to because you're kind of fearful of what you might open up, you know, the pain and the difficulty, but to kind of be with it just at least on the side or tangentially, and then move back to the consideration or the reflection that is reassuring, and then, you know, stabilize the mind a little bit with that peaceful thought, and then kind of go and touch that spot in the body a little bit closer, kind of, but not push it too hard so that you're just creating a sense of resistance and got to get out of here, escape, kind of thing, but kind of moving back and forth between those two places.
Okay. It seems kind of, I don't know, really difficult to think of like something Dhamma or refuges while in such a wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's kind of like, I don't know if I could even do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's pretty hard.
Well, sometimes it's just reflecting on the like dukkha. This is dukkha.
That's probably easier.
No, so like really sort of really kind of naming it clearly, sort of like, this is dukkha, and but then also being willing to look at it from, you know, you don't have to sort of go in and try to figure it, but you know, like, oh, this is dukkha. This is exactly what the Buddha said. Okay, can and then you're bringing up images in the mind of you know, that sort of caring or looking after, that quality of compassion and loving kindness for a being who's in dukkha.